Seid caught up in computer hang-ups. Well, the process of what nature is one thing, but the process of nature is by others' direction. And usually in Vedic culture, then a vishu was the boys who underwent the process, but it would apply equally to girls as well. Is that if my father was a Brahmin, then it was sort of assumed that I would be a Brahmin, but when I was 11, 12, max 13, then come before the village elders, and they would test you to see if you actually have brahminical qualities. Do you have knowledge? Do you have tolerance? Do you have cleanliness, austerity, simplicity? And if you don't, then you couldn't practice the brahminical life. You would have to, then they would say, what is his nature? If his nature is that of a Vaishya, then all right, then either you go start a farm, or you do some business, or you do some trade, but you can't work as a Brahmin. But the principle is that it's not the individual who determines, because you're too entangled. And subjective perception of who you are to really, really know what am I and what's best for me. Other people have a much more objective vision, and especially when you have, well, if it's you have 5, 6, 7 people, if I would say guru, parents, elder relatives, village elders, also says landlord, so people who really know the person and have seen the person progress, then they know, yes, this is your nature, and then according to swabhava, according to nature, everyone has guna karma vibhaga, so everyone has an appropriate type of work. more or less for, and of course the same thing is there for girls, in a sense that a girl born in a Brahmin family should be a Brahmini, but that also should be tested. Does she actually have Brahminical qualities? Because if she's not, if she's actually by nature, say, a Vaishya, then say she marries and only has, her husband only has one wife, then it will not be, it's not the ideal, you won't get the ideal progeny. A Brahmin should marry a Brahmini, and especially a Brahmini should marry a Brahmana. She's not married someone else. Anuloma and Pratiloma. It's probably one reason why ISKCON and modern world has such bad performance in the Grihastha ashram, because men and women are not necessarily compatible in terms of varna. A woman shouldn't be, you know, separate lives. If a woman's more qualified than a man, that's not going to go down well with most men. They won't be able to manage it. What these people digested. So they have to be comment up.
Hey, Goranda?
Yeah, that becomes problematic. Women more qualified than men, or of a different nature than men. The men can be more qualified, but just like, of course, for us that doesn't work, but if a man has more than one wife, then his first wife should be same nature as him, and then subsequent wives can be of a lower nature, but they can't be higher. They can't be higher. But in any case, back to the original question, and that's why these things were well vetted, because otherwise you get all kinds of disturbance in society, and ultimately you get Varna Sankar. So, to know what service is best suited to me, I ask my superiors. You can say, I would like to do this, but then the question, but then what do you think? This is what I like to do. What do you think? And of course, there's also the principle, which is Gurukula life is about that. Is doing the needful, because that's austerity means, you know, not necessarily doing what you like to do. You do something because it should be done, even though otherwise you wouldn't do it. So doing something that's not necessarily your nature is also learn how to do that. For instance, kings and all these, they go to Gurukula and then they do menial work. later on when they become kings, they don't do menial work. But when they're in the guru's ashram, then whatever they're told to do, they do. So before the idea of doing what I like to do and what I'm best at is doing anything. And ultimately, Krishna consciousness is about doing anything. It's about surrendering to Krishna. And Krishna can ask you to do anything, not necessarily doing something that's according to our nature. Does that touch on what you were asking?
Yes.
Yeah, modern society, everyone, self-assessment. In other words, there's no self-assessment in Vedic culture. The assessment is done by others. What's your self-assessment? Unless someone's very much a pure-hearted person, is not, even if he's honest, his picture is not a realistic picture.
Right now I can't think of it.
Okay.